Locked, cocked, and ready to rock. Are you ready? I certainly am. The news circus today includes a whole lot of things going on. The Senate reports a detailed Russian disinformation campaign. The Dow is plunging again. The Women's March is falling apart. Flynn's getting sentenced today, of course. And we have a Texas-sized miracle for a little girl. But first, we have today's opening act. And it's always the cover-up, isn't it? It's the way it comes down to. There are serious storm clouds gathering at the White House. And for the first time, I'm seriously wondering if the president can survive the scandal. I'm really thinking about this. Now, listen to me. This is a real thing and real jeopardy for this administration. Appearing on Shepard Smith Reports yesterday, Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano said President Donald Trump is an unindicted co-conspirator. And that was the term he said he didn't use, but a judge in the case last Friday used in at least one of the crimes admitted by his former attorney, Michael Cohen. This is a serious conversation with serious ramifications coming from Judge Andrew Napolitano. I want you to listen to this. I want you to hear this. Bite three. Go.
Do you think that a grand jury subpoena is a real thing that might come for President Trump?
Yes, I do. I think that Bob Mueller knows that he needs to lock the president in to a version of events before he takes the next step, whatever the next step is, whether it's indictment or whether it's a referral for impeachment.
You really think Mueller might indict the president?
Well, last week in federal district court here in New York City, a federal judge at the end of Michael Cohen's sentencing said the president orchestrated and paid for this crime, the crime to which he was referring to one of the nine, to which Michael Cohen had pleaded guilty.
So you're saying the president's an unindicted co-conspirator?
Yes. I'm also saying that there's ample evidence. This doesn't require too much analysis. To indict the president. The question is, do they want to do it? The DOJ has three opinions on this. Two say you can't indict a sitting president, one says you can. But all three address the problem of, what do you do when the statute of limitations is about to expire? All three agree in that circumstance, you indict in secret, keep the indictment sealed, and release it the day he gets out of office. You can't let a person go scot-free because they happen to be in the White House.
So there you have it. Very serious, unindicted co-conspirator. Could they indict a sitting president? That comes from the Fox News judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Now, I have never thought that America would have been better off with Hillary Clinton winning the presidency in the highly contentious 2016 presidential election. The so-called Never Trump crew never made much sense to me either. They loudly proclaimed that somehow Clinton would be better as a choice for president. Their proclamations were over the institutional knowledge of the long corrupt journey of Hillary Clinton in the public square. They ignored all of Hillary's obvious impairments to serving in the Oval Office because they despised the idea of Donald Trump becoming commander-in-chief. To this day, I have never said to myself, gosh, I just wish Hillary was president. That doesn't occur to me, ever. In fact, if the Trump presidency ended today, it was worth it to me. The biggest factor in all of it for my perspective was elevating conservative originalist judges to serve on federal court benches. Controlling the border and getting illegal immigration under control a close second, by the way, and rolling back overreaching insidious regulations comes in as an important consideration for me as well. These are all important victories from this president for this citizen. Donald Trump is far more conservative than any president in my lifetime. In his policies, but not in his personal behavior. The one major disconnect that could lead to the downfall of this administration are personal failings of the most human kind. Extramarital affairs and trying to hide them have left wreckage across humanity from the beginning of time, and this may prove to be the same kind of tawdry, unavoidable disaster. Cheating on your spouse is and always has been a matter of character, or more accurately, a lack thereof. For the record, however, that is a conversation to be held between the two at the center of the problem, that being the president and the first lady. It is not my concern whether or not the president cheated on his wife, except to say it may indicate other shortcomings. And let me be clear, I had no illusions about who was being elected president with my support. I was fully aware that Donald Trump was an egocentric billionaire with a penchant for exotic women. It didn't come to me as much of a surprise that He may have had dalliances. And those dalliances, however, could be the downfall of this White House. There's nothing here about Russia or working with a foreign power to influence the outcome of the election, and there likely never will be. That was just the allegation that allowed a swarm of lawyers to flood the swamp, searching for any end to Trump's presidency. That end, of course, would justify their means. That's all they care about, Trump, at any price. I told you on this program from the first day that we became aware of the allegations from Stormy Daniels that she had had a sexual tryst with the president and that he paid to keep her silent about the encounter, that it would be far more problematic than anything or any other allegation involving Russia. I told you from day one that those allegations of sexual encounters with other women would also come. The bottom line on November 8, 2016, was that millions of Americans were disenchanted with the state of politics inside Washington, D.C., and they chose a morally suspect narcissist to fight for something new. They wanted a new day in Washington where a politician would fight for them and keep the promises made on the campaign trail. They didn't want a career politician, but a new face with a new attitude. Those that voted for Donald Trump got all of those things and a lot more. They got a guy that's out there proclaiming the greatness of America, a new attitude, a political neophyte. And they got those things in spades, this new attitude in Washington. They got those things in spades, did those that supported Donald Trump, both good and bad. All of these new things came to Washington. But in the end, it may be the oldest sin of all, adultery, that is the unraveling of this president, because it's always the cover-up. It's not that he had the affair. It's how he chose to hide it. With American Media, Inc., for example, and the National Enquirer and David Pecker, how does that all play in? Where does Michael Cohen figure in? Were they all in the room? Was there a conspiracy? And you may say, Steve, that doesn't matter. It may not have if Donald Trump had just paid the women himself and handled it. But when American media came into the conversation, it made it much more problematic from a legal standpoint. Now, what does this have to do with Russia? Again, nothing. But it does come back to the character of this president and him allowing for these things to occur. You know, obviously you can't imagine Ronald Reagan cheating on Nancy, now can you? Or having a problem anything like this, now can you? And the answer is certainly you cannot. Certainly you cannot. Big day here in Washington as well, as Michael Flynn will be sentenced. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll also talk about the Women's March falling apart and starting in the state of Washington, where it's coming apart at the seams. I'll tell you why. And a Texas-sized miracle for a little girl that you don't want to miss. An incredible story. All of this brought to you in part by DTE Energy. DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you have unfiled tax returns, maybe several, and maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you. In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Hey ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Ho, ho, ho. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.